Microsoft's EU trademark registration of SkyDrive shows clearly that a registered trademark will not protect anyone against infringement claims by third parties. Hello and welcome to BrandTuned, the only podcast on branding that includes fundamentals like copyright, trademarks and IP that are core to creating and owning a brand that's unique to you. I'm Shireen Smith, lawyer, brand strategist and curious business owner, keen to discover the secrets of effective brand building. Today, I'll be considering why failing to capture your intellectual property is a costly. It's surprisingly easy to overlook the importance of intellectual property at the early stages of the creative process. Some people believe that tasks like choosing a business name for a new product or service doesn't involve legal considerations, that they can pick any name, do a check on Google, and if nothing untoward is found, use the name and maybe even register it as a trademark. However, although trademarks govern ownership of names, it's not enough to simply do a Google search and then register a trademark. Not every name shows up on Google. So you risk using a name that is already registered by someone else. Microsoft's EU trademark registration of SkyDrive shows clearly that a registered trademark will not protect anyone against infringement claims by third parties. Ultimately, Microsoft had to rebrand, so it's not enough to simply register a trademark. Another example of why it's important to take great care over trademarks is the Scrabulous case. Had that business understood IP, it could have achieved more success. In 2008, two Indian brothers developed an app that allowed people to play a Scrabble-like game online with friends anywhere in the world. It was such a huge success that Facebook, the owner of the Scrabble trademark, decided to shut them down and for infringing on their trademark. So if the two brothers had realized that they couldn't choose a name that was reminiscent of the market leaders and avoided some clear copyright infringement in the way they implemented their ideas, they could have avoided loss of their successful business on Facebook. A different name for their online game could have avoided seeing a rival company, Zynga, steal their lead with what is now a very successful online game called Words with Friends. Another example of why failing to address IP can result in lost opportunities is karaoke. Mr. Daisuk Inu, the inventor, earned nothing from the billion-dollar industry that the invention spawned. He never thought of patenting his invention till it was too late. Had he done so, it could have made him millions. Reflecting on his experience, one can't help feeling it's not fair that it was the multinationals and not him who made massive financial gains from this invention. However, the case isn't unusual, as many inventors know little about their intellectual property rights. The lesson is simple. If you're an inventor, writer, coach, marketer, creative, or entrepreneur, you need to know how to identify the various IP rights you'll be creating as you turn ideas into reality. Some basic tools at your fingertips will help you to take initial steps to protect IP, like doing due diligence. And when you have new ideas to implement, you'll need to know the right actions to take, the right processes to use to protect IP that's being created. A short break now to thank our sponsors, As Rights International, who provide trademark registration, copyright services, and more. Download a copy of its 7 Costly Mistakes with Your Business and Brand and find out how to create an effective brand. Details are in the show notes. The internet has revolutionized the way we look for information, entertainment, and even relationships. It's become a habit for people when buying anything or looking for anything for their first port of call to be a search engine like Google. So it's increasingly common for businesses to look for legal advice online too. While there's a wealth of information on the web, a crucial issue when it comes to intellectual property advice online is that much of what you find is generic, sometimes outdated, inaccurate, conflicting, and may vary depending on where you're based. For example, copyright, fair use, fair dealing, they're different in the UK and USA. So you need to know what to look for. Essentially, online searching has its place, but it's no substitute for information focused on transforming ideas into reality. If you don't know what you don't know, how can you search for it or know whether you've found out everything you need to know? Internet-based legal search can be an excellent way to orient yourself, get some basic information, check out names initially before you do trademark register searches, find some simple templates even. However, you could lose out hugely just by using the wrong legal template, for example. I've come across people who've used templates they found online to license IP, where they were giving third parties sole and exclusive rights without realizing that in the UK, that means they were effectively giving their IP away. When you give someone an exclusive right, it means you deprive yourself of the possibility of exploiting that right. I've seen trademark registrations in completely the wrong classes, inadequate names that would expose the business to loss of revenues down the line. It's really important to note that it will be too late, you know, to pick up these issues by the time you need to rely on your registration, for example. So you need to learn to do things properly if you're going to do your own trademark registration. One client told me it took him 50 hours to work out how to register his own trademark. So getting a course that shows you how to do it will save you significant amounts of time and guide you along the way so that you potentially avoid wasting the official fees on unsuccessful applications. I've just produced a course on how to register a trademark, for example. Now, if you discover gaps in your trademark protection, then a combination of education and DIY will help you to find out how to address them. And also, you should consult a lawyer if you have remaining questions. My guest next week is Connie Fief, the jewel in the crown of the Fief Group, Inc., a million-dollar coach, business strategist, committed advocate for transforming the human spirit through the power of creativity. If you've listened to the podcast to this point, please do like, share, or rate it. If you have an important message to share that would be relevant to listeners, then do connect with me and let me know. You can find me on most platforms, but perhaps the best one to use is LinkedIn.